I love CMA Awards Week because sometimes I get a chat to with incredibly handsome men, like Casey James. No, actually,
I was about to ask who's coming in.
It's like, no, it's you. Anyway, we were just chatting about dogs.
We were.
You dress your dog up too, but not like in silly little dresses or anything like that. Like
they're legitimate.
We both have pictures of our dogs in reindeer antlers.
We do. And the funny thing is that Buster, well, the dog that I dressed up as a reindeer, he's doing like the actual reindeer stance.
Oh my God, it's the cutest
about
picture
to take
ever.
Off. Yeah.
So you have two dogs, right? Those are both.
Yeah. Daisy Mae James and Buster Douglas James.
And you are as crazy about your dogs as I am about my buddy.
I am. I'm an animal lover, specifically a dog lover, but I really have a heart for animals and dogs in general, and they have my attention anytime I'm home.
And the energy of a dog, like, I just love that relationship I have with the dog.
They love people. Yeah. It's amazing to me. There's no other creature on the planet that just has an affinity for human beings like a dog does. I mean, there's a reason they call them man's best friends. It's true.
I love, like, waking up in the morning. What? It's another day? And you're out of bed. Oh, my gosh.
So excited.
The next day, same thing.
Who in your life is as excited to see you as your dog when you come
right?
home? Nobody. Ever.
What? You're home?
Every day.
And like you're
as though you were never coming back ever again.
Exactly.
And then you come back and it's like,
and when
oh
you're
my God.
Like Casey James, you're out on the road, and you come home, you know, like after a few days, your dog's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful
feeling.
This is
amazing. Okay, so you have a cut on the Doobie Brothers
I
CD
do,
that's
yeah.
coming out.
It
what
was
about
unbelievable
that?
Experience.
And not I just mean, anyone. It's like an iconic Doobie Brothers song, right?
I know. I was
Jesus
so shocked. That was
right.
what I was going to say is that I'm so, I guess, excited, like surprised is the word that I'm looking for, that I was able to get the song.
Because, like that song of all songs.
Yeah, I mean, when you get those opportunities, you go, absolutely. I mean, I grew up listening to the Doobie Brothers, and so now to have the opportunity to sing and play with them in the studio, I mean, I play guitar and sing on Jesus Is Just All Right. Are you kidding me?
With the band.
And at the same time, it's like perfect because they released this, and my new single just came out.
Yeah,
Fall Apart. It's on iTunes now.
And you've got a new CD that you're working on, too.
Yeah, I do. It'll be coming out next year. So this is the very first single off the new record. It's called Fall Apart. You got to go check it out. It is absolutely amazing.
And the thing is that I have more than once asked your record label, I'm like, what's up with Casey James? Where's the new Casey James song? What's going on with
Casey
James?
Thank you. That's good. You know what? People asking the label on the industry side of things is akin to people outside of the industry buying the singles. It's a big thing. Like, it's a lot of support. It's a good thing. So thank you for that.
No, it's true, though, because I'm like, hey, you got Casey James on your label. Where's this
Well,
stuff?
Thank you. And you know what? As a listener, I should let people know, like, the way nowadays to support somebody, if you dig what they do or you like them as a person or musically, go buy their single. Because
buy
that
it, buy
is,
it, buy it.
It's a dollar out of your pocket. But if everybody that loves the artist or loves the song does that, then the label knows they get legitimate feedback from the world saying, hey, we like this person. And then that label will continue to support that artist. Otherwise, you go bye-bye.
Okay. Casey James, so nice to talk to you
Great.
And talk to you about music
Great
and dogs
to
today.
Yeah. Good to see you.
More from Nashville coming up.